Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. So, my friends, normally, as you know, if you've stayed on this channel for a while, you know that I normally have a little more of a dynamic setup, but I was in England, now I'm in Spain right now. And, you know, it's really interesting. Before we get into talking about Pookie and the problems with him and the problems with being him and the challenges that he faces, before we talk about that, I wanted to just add a little something to why I think it's important for men to travel, whether it's traveling amongst states if you live in the U.S., or traveling to different countries if you live in the EU, or frankly, anywhere in the world. It's to help you gain perspective. One of the problems with Pookie we'll discuss is he wins up front. When you're young, from the ages of, 13 to 25, arguably even to 30, that's Pookie's prime time. I'd argue 25, but some people would argue more than that. Usually from like the ages 13 to 25, Pookie runs the field. Oh, and by the way, it's not just women you would associate with being, you know, sluts and skeezers and whatnot. No, those good church girls that wear the nice sundresses on Sunday, who act like they're good country girls or they're good church girls, they get their back blown out by Pookie with the do-rag, with the guy who's smoking cigars, the guy with the lowrider, the guy who is a no-good guy, who every mother and father tells their daughter, no, don't go out with him. She going after that guy. But one of the problems that Pookie has, and there are a couple guys on this channel who I can guarantee you identify as being a Pookie, or they're an ex-Pookie. And as someone, I'm not Pookie, okay? I've never been Pookie. I'll put that on the line right now. I was closer to the goofy guy who got to kind of watch Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray run the game. And I didn't understand it at the time, but as I've gotten older, I've understood the game a little bit better as an outsider looking in. And we talked about Chad before, and a lot of guys who are very intelligent on this channel, that we had a little bit of a disagreement, and that's fine. I'm totally cool with it. But when it comes to Pookie, Pookie's a different story. Pookie is the guy who wins when we're young. Even as a guy who was just finishing up college, who's been in the military, who's been in high school, Pookie gets the guts, dude. Pookie gets vagina, and he gets a lot of it, especially younger, when he's like in high school, middle school, college. Pookie always gets bitches, okay? But here's the problem with Pookie. Pookie will win with women when he's young. But just like that one football player who was good in high school, he went but wasn't good enough for college, or he was average in college, and then as the competition went up, he didn't compare anymore. That is who Pookie is. Now, while a woman still has sex with Pookie when she's going through a divorce, when she gets out of a breakup, if she's bored in a relationship, or if she's down bad, she's drunk, or the guy she's with is kind of goofy and doesn't know how to hit it, will she call Pookie? Oh, yes, she will. But the reason I don't encourage you to be Pookie is because Pookie's a master at sex. But that's about it. Pookie tends to live and die by how much vagina he gets, how he hits that vagina, and that's it. He is not the guy you go to for cryptocurrency advice. He is not the guy you go to talking about travel advice. He is not the guy you go to with real world problems outside of how to get bitches. And even if you try to get bitches, Pookie's going to tell you how to be Pookie. And it's hard to be Pookie without suffering the consequences of Pookie, especially as you get older. Now, does Pookie have insights that you as a normie do not have? Yes. Yes, he does. He's usually the first guy to figure out that the more attention that you give women, the less they'll give you. He's usually the first guy to find out these bitches ain't shit. He's usually the first guy who has 3, 4, 5 girls all trying to get with him, and you're over here like, what the fuck? How does he have all these women and I don't? What the fuck is going on? And you'll get mad. You'll be like, oh, what, do I need to get a gold tooth and a do-rag and start looking like a, you know, that kind of guy? Do I want to be that guy? That's when he's a bad boy. That most women, they love to hate him, and they hate that they love him. And a lot of dudes are envious of Pookie. Because it's hard to act like Pookie. You could try, but it usually doesn't work out. You either are Pookie, you're either a gangbanger, scammer, drug dealer, whatever. A lot of women you'll see in street interviews, whether they're doing it for hype or they're doing it because they actually believe it, will tell you, oh, I don't want no 9-to-5 guy. I don't want a guy who's focused on his education, focusing on his career, focusing on getting his act together. I want Pookie. I want the scammer. I want the drug dealer. Because why? A, they got good Johnson. Pause. And B, because he's exciting. He's not boring. But you best believe, as time passes, Pookie's usually behind the curve. And he's not going to win at life. He might win in the bedroom. He will not win at life. And as he gets older, his quality of women will go down. He'll get older, soggy women. He'll get divorcees. He'll get broken women, in plain English. He tends to get more broken bitches who are not prime. They might look good, but they are not prime real estate. Now, will he still hit? Yes. However, Pookie tends to also end up on child support, or he has a pregnancy scare, or he has trouble with the law. And like I said, he will win when you're young. He is the top of the food chain when you're younger. He's rebellious. He doesn't submit to authority. He's doing whatever the hell he wants to do while you're being on another follower. He stands out then. But as the pool gets bigger, Pookie gets smaller. And Pookie gets competition with other Pookies. That's the part they don't tell you. Pookie has competition with other Pookies. And Pookie's the guy that gets shot in a drive-by. Pookie's the guy that gets arrested. Pookie's the guy who has tattoos on his eyeballs or gets out of jail. Now, again, I'm not here to tell you that Pookie does not get bitches. Pookie gets bitches. But is that all that you care about in life? Again, you got to ask yourself that question. If you are currently Pookie, or you're really young and you want to be like emulate Pookie, or even if you're a little older and you want to emulate Pookie, do you want to only, is that your end all be all in life, is to get broken bitches? Because if that is the case, then go ahead and be Pookie. But after a certain age, you will stop getting access to prime women. When you're in high school, you'll get access to fine chicks. When you're in college, you can still get somewhat good chicks. But after that, it's a whole different game. Whole different game. And will Pookie still get access? Yes. But he's not going to get the type of women that the corporate guy is going to get. He's not going to get the type of women that you can get. Because he's not going to pay. Pookie doesn't like to pay for anything. He likes to get things for free. Quote unquote, free. There is no such thing as free. Pookie usually ends up paying child support because he got too much free sex. Free costs the most. You can write that one down. So whenever you're trying to get something for free, know you are risking a lot when it comes to the potential fallout you could face later. Now, whether you decide to be Pookie or not is your choice. Whether you continue to be Pookie, that is your choice. But I know for a fact there's at least one guy who's a loyal listener to the show who will tell you, I won't mention his name, I don't want to, you know, put his business out there in the streets if he doesn't want me to do it. If he wants me to do it, then I'll be happy to do it. But just know, Pookie will win when you're young. But as you get older, Pookie starts to get access to less quality women. Now, if you don't care about that, go right ahead. But the problem is a lot of Pookies, when they get to a certain age, they want to turn into Tyrone. But they can't. They can't turn into Tyrone. Because you are either Chad or Tyrone, or you're not Chad and Tyrone. You don't just become them. You can emulate them, but you will never actually become them. It's not possible. I'm not telling you that to discourage you. I'm saying you gotta carve your own lane. Because usually Chad and Tyrone, they don't need to figure out this information, at least not early on, because they don't have struggles. A lot of us are introduced to the red pill through women. Now, the red pill is more than just women, but that's usually the introduction, is we figure out the true nature of women, and then by extension, we want to know the true nature of the world, of the power structure, of the economy. We want to figure out everything else, but it usually starts with chicks. So if you're not struggling with chicks, then it tends to not really involve you. You tend to not care about that type of stuff. You laugh at them. Oh, those guys just can't get laid. They don't know what they're doing. They're goofy. They're lames. Whatever. That's what that people who are Pookie, Ray Ray, Chad, Tyrone. That's usually what they say about guys like you and like me. Unless, of course, they have a realizing moment, which is rare, but it does happen. Now, if you are a Pookie and you listen to the show, or you're an ex-Pookie, let the guys know in the comment section. Is what I said accurate? Am I wrong? Because I'll tell you, I know a couple guys who I would classify as Pookies. They've gotten in trouble with the law, they've gone to jail, well, not for years and years, but for a little bit of time. And trust me, they'd be having sex with other dudes' girlfriends. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, they'd be having sex with other people's girlfriends, wives, getting mad likes on Tinder and Bumble and Hinge and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not here to tell you that Pookie loses. Now, Pookie wins when it comes to women, absolutely. However, he's not going to get the prime women past high school or college, number one. And number two, that compound interest he could have had towards his career, towards his aspirations, toward development as a human being, he's going to lose out. So it's all a trade-off. Everything is a trade-off. Will Pookie have probably the best stroke game pause in the business? Probably, yes, because that's all he has. All he has is his ability to knock down chicks and blow their back out. That's usually about it. He might know some street game about drugs, about the law, about pushing all this kind of stuff. But again, though he has problems. We talked about Chad having problems. Pookie has problems too. So my friends, if you are Pookie, if you know Pookie, let me know. Do you think what I said is accurate? Do you think it's wrong? I think we need to do more of these Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, Ray Ray videos because a lot of people, they don't understand what we're talking about. They might have a somewhat accurate image in their heads, but they are not totally clued in as to what we're even talking about. A lot of people don't fully know who these archetypes are, what they stand for, how to be them, how to avoid them. They don't know. So I think it's important we discuss it. Especially because I'm on the road and I don't have access to tons and tons of research to go into more. I'm here to talk about the church as well. I could talk about the church all day and all night. But gentlemen, let me tell you, I was out and about in Spain today, in Malaga, Spain. And let me tell you something. There were a lot of women who were with these Pookie guys who had tattoos on their necks, all kinds of like bikes and flashy cars, like the lowrider, like kind of gangster cars. Oh yeah, they're here. And the women were ugly. I'm not here to tell you that Pookie loses. He loses in some ways, but in other ways he can win. But it all comes down to what you want out of life. If all you want out of life is to get chicks, being Pookie's not a bad idea, in my opinion. Not telling you to break the law, not telling you to do any of that goofy stuff. So don't take that as permission from me to break the law or do stupid shit. Just understand that if that's what you wanted to do, then that's not the worst lane you could choose. Just know, though, you're losing out on other potential growth, other potential building blocks that could make you have a better quality of life, a better life outside of women. But I think I'll leave it at that. My friends, you let me know what you think. Call me out in the comments if you think I'm right, wrong, off, totally. Let me know. I'm here to listen and learn as much as you. I know more than I let on. I try to let out as much as possible. But just understand, we're all in this together. We're all trying to find the truth. And I like to think I know the truth pretty accurately. Because I see the world for what it is and not what I wish it was. Unlike a lot of other people, because that's what they do. Because that's how we're naturally trained to see the world. It's how we want to see it, not for what it actually is. My friends, in the meantime, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. I gotta get to sleep. It's pretty late where I am right now. But I wanted to have this conversation with you because I think it's important. And I think that a lot of people waste their time trying to only appeal to women instead of trying to develop themselves and grow as a person and get to the finish line where a lot of women are waiting for you. You just gotta cross that finish line. And then don't pedestalize the women. Just know they are like a protein shake. They are a supplement to an already fulfilled life. So if Pookie tends to prioritize women, and that's one of his biggest problems, in my opinion. But I'll leave it at that. Take care of yourselves, my friends. I'm out of here. Peace.